The Leonid meteor shower occurs every November, but it's only every 33 years that the Earth crosses the meteor-rich tail of the comet Temple-Tuttle. That's when a meteor storm, not just a shower, can light up the sky. In a meteor storm, hundreds of meteors a minute burn up in the atmosphere instead of the one or two a minute that occur in a typical shower. The best viewing time for this year's storm is between 4:30 a.m. and dawn Central Time tomorrow morning in the northeastern part of the sky. James Lattice is the director of the UW-Madison's Space Place.
The Leonids in particular are very, very fast meteors, and they leave, the brighter ones anyway, leave glowing trails behind them that persist for many minutes in the sky. So you see a bright one go by, and you can see its glowing trail. And sometimes it's fun to watch those break apart in binoculars.
But binoculars aren't necessary. The meteor storm will be visible to the naked eye, unless, of course, it's too cloudy. And Lattice says, in that case, you can listen to the storm on the radio.
I listened to last year's storm on the Miami NPR station. I heard Garrison Keillor by Meteor Bounce.
Radio waves bounce off the meteors, and you can hear the comet pass through by tuning to a station with a signal that comes from over the horizon.
Mostly you hear little garbled bits of speech and music because it's not a real clean reflection. But when a real big one comes through, I heard a couple of very clear minutes of Garrison Keillor's monologue by the radio reflection, and then you can hear the trail sort of dissipate, the signal gets garbled and then disappears. And then the next meteor that comes through a few seconds later, you hear another little snippet. So you can literally count the meteors even though you can't see them.
So get your binoculars or your radio ready. Astronomers predict the Temple-Tuttle comet will change course for its next two visits in the 2030s and 2060s, so the next chance for a really big November meteor storm isn't until the year 2099. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.